It is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. A lawsuit involving a controversial new voting law is back in court this morning. The federal court could decide whether the law should be suspended through the 2020 presidential primary. NHPR's Casey McDermott has been following voting laws in New Hampshire and joins us in the studio now to talk about how it is playing out in this busy election season. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Rick.
So can you tell us first more about this lawsuit and what to expect in court today?
Sure. So first off, this residency law, we should say, would not necessarily change what someone has to do in order to vote or before they vote. But the big central question, and really what's at the heart of kind of the legal battle, is what it would require of someone after they vote or after they register to vote. On one side, there's the ACLU of New Hampshire and the New Hampshire Democratic Party, who are filing this lawsuit to challenge the law. They say it's burdensome, but more than that, they say that the state has not been clear about what the law actually does and what kind of requirements it imposes either on voting or on things like vehicle licensing. On the other side of the lawsuit, there's Secretary of State Bill Gardner, who supported the law while it was being debated in the legislature, who oversees election administration, and also Attorney General Gordon McDonald, whose office enforces election law. Now, they say that they've disseminated clear, ample, consistent guidance. That's what they say. They also say that at most, this new law just makes people weigh kind of the benefits and drawbacks of becoming a resident and all that that entails.
Yeah, but the law is a little difficult to understand, even for journalists like you that have been following this. Why is that?
Right. So one of the things that has been somewhat inconsistent is that when the law was being argued at the State House, it was debated in the Election Law Committee. It was framed as a voter integrity measure. It was supported, as I said, by Secretary of State Bill Gardner and framed as something that would bring New Hampshire's election requirements in line with all other states. Flash forward to once it goes into effect, the Secretary of State's office, the Attorney General's office, even the DMV backed away from answering questions about it and have taken the position that it is not an election law. That's what they're arguing in court. That's what they've said whenever we've asked for clarification about what it means for voting in light of the previous stance at the State House. They have started to issue some guidance to local election officials in more recent months, but at the same time, they haven't really answered kind of basic yes or no questions about does this require this, does this not require that?
And it's caused confusion for those local officials, hasn't it?
In some cases, yes.
Yeah. Voting rights and election security have become important issues in the 2020 presidential primary, you know, nationally. Has this law here in New Hampshire come up at all with candidates that have been campaigning?
As you said, we heard voting rights discussed on the debate stage last night. Here in New Hampshire, Democratic candidates have been really eager to seize on this new law as an example of what they call voter suppression. Elizabeth Warren's campaign director in New Hampshire actually filed paperwork in this lawsuit testifying about the difficulties that that campaign has had explaining the law to voters. Here's what Senator Warren said when we asked her about that decision in a recent candidate forum.
College students keep coming up to us and saying, I'd like to be engaged in this campaign. I really want to be able to vote in the primary. Can I? I don't know the rules. What are the rules? Am I in? Am I out? Do I have to go register somewhere else? Do I register here? If I register my car, is that what will make the difference? What does it take? So we're here to say two things. Principle, everybody ought to be able to vote. But the second part is to say we have evidence that it's causing great deal of confusion. And when you've got confusion, you suppress voting. And I just don't believe in suppressing voting.
Other candidates have also called out the law in tweets, in stump speeches, in online petitions. And, you know, what was interesting was that those candidates all passed through the office of Secretary of State Bill Gardner, one of the law's most public supporters, one of the named defendants in the case. So I was interested to see whether any of them used that opportunity to speak directly with Secretary Gardner about their concerns over the law. That didn't happen. They did answer questions when asked by myself, by members of the press, about their stance on the law. Here's what a lot of them had to say about that.
Anytime you set up barriers for, let's say, college kids who might be here from another state and say, hey, we're going to make it tougher for you to vote, I think that's the wrong direction.
I want more people to vote. Apparently, your governor thinks differently, and he is going to make it harder for young people to vote with what I would call a poll tax.
If I'm president, my Justice Department will come after states that are violating voting rights. And I'm going to say that to this governor here.
You know, and what's interesting is that they pin the blame for this law on Republican lawmakers, on Republican Governor Chris Sununu, not on Secretary of State Bill Gardner, who, again, is actually one of the defendants in the lawsuits. Gardner, for his part, said that he didn't actually use the opportunity to talk to any of them about his perspective on the law either. He said it just didn't come up and it wasn't really the time for that.
NHPR's Casey McDermott, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is Morning Edition from NHPR.